My name is Will Abbott. I'm from the Forest Society, and I'm going to be very brief. You've already heard about what Senator Shaheen and former Senator Gregg did in this morning's paper, but I think it's pretty important, and I'm glad that they have raised the flag on this, because understanding, many people in the southern part of the state don't understand that there's an awful lot of conserved land in the North Country, of which the Headwaters is a major parcel. And that this one of the things that's truly offensive about Northern Pass is the sort of the blithe way the utility just assumes they can blow through all this land. And for those of you who have not read Howard Mansfield's article, you know, we often wonder why it is that people in New Hampshire feel so strongly about their land and what it is, what it means to them. Well, Howard Mansfield wrote in the most recent Yankee magazine, which was published again in our Forest Notes Journal, an article talking about why it is that a handful of people up in Stewartstown decided to say no to an awful lot of money. Some people said yes, but there were a handful that said no. And one of the reasons we're here today, where we are with the Headwaters, is because some of these landowners have said no. And last week, I was up visiting with one of them, a farmer named Rod McAllister, from whom we've acquired a conservation easement. And Rod McAllister's family's been on this land for four generations. And he was really tickled that Howard Mansfield came up and wrote a story about this. And he got a letter a couple of weeks ago from Howard, and he said somebody unsolicited sent this new bumper sticker to him. And it says, for those who can't read it, it says, my roots are deeper than your pockets. Now, these things have started to appear up in Stewartstown. They'll probably make their way south. But the point of all of this is that people make a difference. And 12 years ago, Governor Shaheen and then Senator Gregg teamed up, as they wrote in the Monitor piece this morning. And they went out with a group of stakeholders from the conservation community and from the North Country, and they went out and sought out the owners of this large tract of timberland that had largely been managed as a working forest in the vertically integrated timber company for almost 100 years. And they went out and they said, look, we want this land to stay in private ownership. We want it to stay in timber production, but we also want it to stay whole. Can we do something? 2 years later, they came up with a work plan that resulted in the state of New Hampshire acquiring a 146,000-acre conservation easement on land in Pittsburgh, Clarksville, and Stewartstown. Now, today, the only way that Northern Pass can connect all the dots that they've spent $40 million buying is by going through the Connecticut Lakes Headwaters easement. And if you look at a map, and if anybody's interested afterwards, I brought it with me. I'm happy to walk you through the issue in detail. But the bottom line is that the state of New Hampshire not only is legally prohibited from doing this, but as Senator Shaheen and former Senator Gregg pointed out in their op-ed this morning, the state has a legal obligation to defend the easement from any such encroachment. And hats off to them for raising that issue. That is the bottom line. If any of you are interested in reading a legal opinion about this, it's on our website. We've had our attorneys who've been practitioners of conservation law for over 25 years do some research, and we've shared that with all the state leaders. We think there's a very compelling argument here that the state of New Hampshire not only should just say no, but say, we're going to go to court if you even suggest we're going to come through this land. So I think there's a real opportunity here to put it's a charitable, I think, to call it circuitous route through the North Country of New Hampshire. It actually makes no sense that they'd be going 15 miles east and west when they're trying to go north and south. But the bottom line here is I think this route is pretty much on its last legs. Now, that opens up a whole bunch of other questions that others will address, but I just want to thank you all for being committed to this entire project and raising the flag when it needs to be raised. And if you have If you've seen this article and you want to share it with somebody who lives in the southern part of the state, then please take one of these magazines and send it south to somebody you think ought to know why northern New Hampshire feels so strongly about the land. Thank you very much.